In 1877, fearing that the French might attack Rome from the sea, it was decided to protect the city by building a line of defence, initially consisting of 10 forts and 5 units of artillery placed along the main walls. The final project, however, featured the construction of a permanent trenched field, a fortified ring of forts surrounding the city and built in the proximity of the main roads into Rome, coinciding with the ancient Roman consular roads, or on the elevated areas in between. Work began in October 1877 on the first forts, the Appia Fort, and on the right-hand side of the Tiber, the Monte Mario, Casalbraschi, Boccea, Aurelia Antica, Bravetta, and Portuense forts, controlling the region and roads between the city and the coastline between Fiumicino and Civitavecchia. 2 years later, the construction of the Ardiatina, Casalina, Prenestina, Tiburtina and Pietralatra forts was completed, all on the left-hand side of the Tiber. After another 2 years, the fortified ring around the city was completed, with the Ostiense, Monte Antenna and finally the Trionfale forts. One of the most interesting characteristics of the Appia fort is that it was built with the volcanic stone quarried from the so-called Capo di Bove lava flow. During the activity of the Latium volcano, located in the Alban Hills near Rome, about 300,000 years ago, a huge lava flow descended along an ancient valley, coming to stop where the mausoleum of Cecilia Metella stands today, where it is visible. The solidified flow, which came to be known as the Capo di Bove, Oxhead, formed a long ridge in the countryside, on top of which the Romans built the Via Appia, exploiting its elevated position and the hardness of the volcanic rock. They also quarried the stone to pave the Appia and other roads.